The Arkansas State University Board of Trustees has approved a $27.7 million bond issue to finance the completion of a humanities and social sciences building and construction of a multipurpose student activity center on the Jonesboro campus. The board approved the measure Friday. The 120,000-square-foot Humanities and Social Sciences building is expected to be finished by fall 2015. It will be the new home of the College of Humanities and Social Sciences and other academic programs. The project started in 1998 with an initial design. Project came to a hold for a period of time when there was a break in funding. Funding from the state and this bond issue is helping to finish the new structure. When it's complete in 2015, it'll be a project 17 years in the making, costing $35 million. Dr. Lynn Fry is Vice Chancellor of Finance and Administration at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro and says this new building will be worth the wait.
I'm really pleased to see this commitment to the academic mission of the university, and I think this it says volumes as we look at this as the flagship building on campus, and it will certainly advance the mission of the institution.
Dr. Lenita Cooksey is Provost and Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs and Research. She says the new building on campus is needed because there's no room for growth in Wilson Hall. Wilson Hall was built in the 1930s after the administration building of the A&M College burned to the ground. Once open, the Wilson Hall housed the library and auditorium, administrative offices, as well as laboratories, kitchens, studios, classrooms, and offices. For decades, the Wilson Hall has been a mainstay on campus, housing the liberal arts and humanities. Cooksey tells what will happen to Wilson Hall when the new building opens.
Wilson Hall will be reappropriated for other use on campus. Its particular use we don't know yet, but we certainly at university always need space. So it's one of our historic buildings. It's very meaningful to the center of this campus. In fact, Wilson Hall has had a number of uses through the years. It was an administration building. It was the library. It's had a number of in its early years, a number of different things that it provided for the university. So in most recent years, it's strictly been a classroom building with administrative offices for humanities and social sciences. But I can promise you that it will not remain vacant long because next to money, space is probably one of the most sought after things on a university campus. So there are folks who already have their eye on Wilson Hall.
Dr. Cooksey tells how the new Humanities and Social Sciences building on campus will benefit students.
So the new liberal arts building is going to allow us to be able to have very modern lecture facilities, laboratories, computer labs for students to work in, conference rooms so that for small seminar classes for graduate and even upper level undergraduate courses. It's just the environment's going to be very, very different. It's going to be a very fresh, new environment that I think will excite students. Most students that come into university are not terribly excited about their general education core. Not that this building will just be strictly general education, but they will take a lot of their general education courses within the College of Humanities and Social Sciences. So it brings them into an exciting place to learn, and hopefully that for those who have yet to decide on a major, that they may choose a major within the disciplines within humanities and social sciences because they've had a very wonderful learning experience not only by the faculty but by the environment in which they learn.
She says the new building will bring the latest technology to students and faculty.
Within the building, there will be a number of what I'm going to call very modern, technologically modern as well, lecture halls. Some of them will be sort of a small auditorium style. Others will be the smaller traditional classroom with technology that most students are accustomed to. So we'll be able to accommodate varied sizes of classes, but I think they will all basically have the same access to today's technology that's used so much in the classroom in terms of use of iPads. You know, that's a new initiative that we started this fall. So certainly Apple TV and the different things that are needed to help promote that particular type of technology. But just dealing with a lecture hall that, not that a chalkboard is not where some of the best lectures come from, but these students today have come from a very technology-based world since the day they were born, and they expect more than a chalkboard. So I think we'll have a lot of smart boards and different things that will tie into technology that's more current and also more interesting to today's learner.
David Handwerk is Director of Planning, Design, and Construction at ASU Jonesboro. He says the new building will house 32 classrooms, 6 labs, 7 seminar rooms, with a total seating capacity in all those rooms of 1,500 people. There will be 117 faculty offices, which include graduate offices. There are 6 different departments, so there are different suites and 7 defined conference rooms. He says those numbers can change because the building is flexible and can be arranged for different needs, something that he says could not take place in Wilson Hall. Handwerk says the exterior construction will end this year, but the interior construction will take some time, as it will take place through next year and through the following summer. He tells about some of the technological designs in the building.
As far as classroom design, we're trying to make it as state-of-the-art as we can. There's going to be smart board technologies throughout the building, that type of work. We'll look at the technology in some of the smaller classrooms and seminar rooms and maybe have touch interactive LCD, LED displays as opposed to the smart boards, because we see that as being kind of the technology that's coming. It's still analogous to the smart boards, but it's different. You'll get a different picture, and it's not quite appropriate for larger classrooms. We will have some cameras and audio equipment so that class lectures can be recorded in not all classrooms, but several of them. The way the building is laid out, the computer labs will have raised floors so that they'll be very flexible for the future for adaptation. The building design itself is unique in the fact that the column spacing is very large distance between columns, so that over the life of the building, which could be over 100 years, it's very adaptable so that the walls can move and classroom sizes can change. The programs, as they change, maybe more office, maybe less offices, more classrooms, it allows it to be more flexible as kind of our traditional buildings. That's one of the barriers, is trying to work around the columns that are inside the building.
And he tells about the layout of the new building.
It's a 4-story building. The main floor will have some of the larger classrooms and labs that's the heavily, kind of be very accessible to a large portion of the student population. Also, the dean suite will be on the main floor as well. There's a large atrium that cuts through the axis of the building, north and south, and so it's a connector from Aggie Circle to Centennial Mall as it goes south to Bookout Plaza. So if you're walking north to south, you can walk through the middle of the building in the atrium, and it'll have a glass skylight, so it's naturally lit. It's actually 4 stories, and as you move up, the second story will have a lot of classrooms as well. When you move up the building, though, it gets to more faculty and other graduate student type classrooms and offices, so that and not that there's not classrooms on the fourth floor, but as you go up, it's less and less. So it's kind of a concentration for the students to have access to the classrooms on the lower levels, and they don't have to go up. I would say that one of the tremendous features of the building are the vistas. So if you get up on the upper floors, the views of our campus and even the views of the city, because we're setting up on one of the high points of the campus, you can see a lot of Jonesboro, and some of those offices will have tremendous views. Some of the seminar rooms will have tremendous views from the fourth floor.
That's David Handwerk talking about the new Humanities and Social Sciences building under construction at ASU Jonesboro. In other news, the $27.7 million bond issue will help in construction of the Student Activities Center. It's a 78,000-square-foot multipurpose facility for students, athletics, and the community. Construction is expected to begin during the first half of 2014. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.